Under Governor Cuomo's order, local governments must submit a plan for reforming police operations by April 1, 2021, or lose state funding for their police departments. This week, the Niagara County Legislature has approved the formation of a task force that will look into how the sheriff's office handles issues, including crowd control, use of force, and responding to public complaints. Acting Sheriff Michael Filicetti says his department has already been quite busy with self-examination.
The team at the sheriff's office, as soon as that went through, we sat down, figured out our strategy on what we needed to examine as far as policies, procedures, operations, deployments, our policing strategies. That's been well underway at the sheriff's office for several weeks.
The cities of Niagara Falls, Lockport, and North Tonawanda, who have their own police departments, will host their own police reform task forces. Filicetti says there are more interactions involving different races within those cities, but his deputies often help the police departments of those municipalities. And he notes there's a minority population within the county jail. Thus, implicit bias training is relevant to his department.
It's important that we look at something like that and say, okay, we need to do that in our mandatory training every year. So regardless of where they're assigned, that it starts at the top with me, that this is important and this is how I want things done.
Filicetti says his department's operations currently meet state standards with accreditations earned in all possible areas. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.